Hey folks, here OS Reviews. You're watching our unboxing slash video first look at the RCA RCT6773W22, and it's also known as the RCA Voyager. Under its kind of long and mundane sounding name is actually a pretty nice tablet. It has the Android 4.4 KitKat installed as the OS, and it also is a quad-core device. So it has a 1.4 GHz quad-core chipset, in addition to 1 GB of RAM and 8 GB of built-in flash storage. And this quad-core chipset is gonna really help this device in playing back games and installing applications that are more graphically intensive and demanding. And so compared to other budget-oriented devices that are only about dual-core, this thing has, you know, a lot better performance in terms of browsing the web and also its speed and day-to-day usage and performance. And we'll certainly see that in our full review. Now, again, the best thing about this particular tablet is definitely its price point. It's only about $60 to $70 MRSP, and you can find it online at Amazon.com, also at Best Buy and Walmart. It also comes in different color iterations from black to blue to white, and you can select from the one that you are more attracted to. And I believe that the battery life for this thing has lasted about, is rated at about 4 hours long. So it takes about 2 hours to fully charge the tablet, and then it's going to last about 4 hours. So okay in terms of battery life performance there. Inside, we have access to just the device. And it's again called the 7 Voyager. It has Wi-Fi, has Bluetooth, has access to the Google Play Store, pretty clean vanilla install of Android, which we'll see in a moment. And the memory is expandable via a micro SD card slot. At this price point, at only $70 with a full HD display and also, you know, a very inexpensive price tag and also quad-core performance, it's also a great tablet to get for kids or perhaps as a Christmas gift of any sort if you are on a low budget, and we'll discuss those in our full review. So over here, again, some more notifications and specs about the device. It has an accelerometer or a gravity sensor on board as well. And on the side here, again, we do have a webcam for Skype calls. It's about a VGA camera or about 1.3 megapixels. And a microphone is also installed for chatting. So over here, we just have a very, very simple pull tab for opening the device up. We have the black iteration here for review. And inside, it tells us to first log into a Wi-Fi network to hold on the power button for 4 to 5 seconds, and then to follow the on-screen instructions to power the device on. Over here is the charger. It uses a standard micro USB for charging the device, and it's a standard charger as far as that's concerned. And inside, we also have access to the tablet itself, and that's essentially it. There's nothing else. No headphones are included, so if you want to listen to music, you're going to have to get your own headphones, or you can also use a Bluetooth pair of headphones as well. There's this piece of tape holding this thing into place. And that's essentially it. We do have a user manual or a quick start guide installed here. There is a QR code to learn more information and to install a more detailed user manual you can check out, but it's not printed here, not included here to save paper. Here's the tablet, the speakers, it's printed in monochrome black and white. And finally, we have the device itself. On first impressions, it seems to be a pretty well-crafted device. It is made entirely out of plastic. And for a 7-inch tablet, I am kind of surprised on the size. It's very, very small and very lightweight. Definitely comparable to some Google Nexus 7 devices that are being released out there in terms of size. It's small, the bezels are pretty nice and sleek as well, and compared to some Kindle devices, it seems to be right on point in terms of the size as well. Again, the back itself is crafted entirely out of plastic, but it feels pretty durable in the hand. It feels like it can handle the day-to-day usage without having too much damage, and there are labels on the back as well for the ports. So on the top here, we have access to a for it looks like a microphone actually. There's also access to a volume rocker that's tactile, easy to press, and risen above the surface. There's also a micro USB for charging and syncing, a 3.5mm headphone jack, a power on and off switch, which we'll press right now. And also there's access to just a screw there. And now the device is powering itself on. On the other side, we actually don't have anything at all. So all the ports are located on the right-hand side of the unit, which is kind of interesting. On the back again, we just have access to a speaker, which looks like it's gonna be a mono speaker, unfortunately, the RCA logo, and there actually isn't a back-facing camera. So you only have a front-facing, again, camera for making Skype and video calls, perhaps VChat, and also for selfies as well. And the device is now powering on. You can see here that the device itself doesn't have any physical controls in terms of Android buttons on the side, so it means that all the controls for going home, going back, notifications are going to be on fully booted up. It took about 1 minute and 30 seconds for the UI. It's going to give us a quick demo in terms of where to touch to get all our services, our applications, how to choose applications, how to tap on them, how to interact with them, and we are pretty much ready to go. So you can see there is an accelerometer. It is pretty sensitive, and the device itself is loading itself up right now, and it seems to be pretty responsive in terms of general performance, just as a quick first look. Apps seem to be loading pretty quickly and very responsively, as you might expect, from a device that has a quad-core chipset on board, and it seems to be pretty smooth, so we are excited about that. Let's take a quick look at the device. It is indeed, in terms of about the tablet, it is indeed Android 4.4.2, so you can see that it is running on Android in addition to entertainment. So pretty interesting in terms of a first look perspective. Again, we'll come out with a full review soon in this coming week, so be sure to check that out on our website. Thanks for watching this video unboxing/first look here at OS Reviews. This has been the RCA7 Voyager Android 4.4 quad-core tablet.